A little background to this first reading might be helpful, because some of the players and some of the places might not be completely familiar to us. As we look at what we heard, we have kind of some palace intrigue, kind of a biblical Game of Thrones, if you will. Because this country, Judah, is in a rough spot. The northern part of the kingdom of Israel has been taken over by Assyria. And Judah, a tiny country in so many respects, finds itself stuck in between two very significant powers, Assyria to its east and north, and Egypt to its south and west. And there was, as you can imagine, in a time of political upheaval, a little bit of turmoil and disagreement about what road they should follow. Should they cast their lot in with Assyria or with Egypt? And then there's a third level of intrigue, which is, should they trust the Lord God? And so much of the book of Isaiah is the working out of this question, because the leaders typically don't trust Yahweh. They trust in their own power of reasoning or their own way of life. And in some instances, they are even outright hostile to religious practice and faith. And Isaiah's job is to go and to speak to them the words of the Lord, to encourage them to trust in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but we live in an age where it seems like we've got similar questions about trust. In whom do we trust? We're in the midst of this global pandemic. Some of us may have a new awareness of racial injustice. There is the fear, I think, well placed, about our economy and jobs and who will have a job and how long it will last. There are the very difficult questions about what is safe. Is it safe to go to the store? Is it safe to be in school? Is it safe to go to the hospital? And in the midst of this, there's no shortage of advice. Just look just about anywhere, and you can find whatever opinion you like. Because chances are, whatever we think, someone believes it. But the gospel puts before us today, I think, a much more important choice. To me, the question in the midst of all of this is, why is God allowing this pandemic? I don't know about you. Some of you have more life experience than I do, and so maybe you would remember struggles that we have faced, significant worldwide struggles. But for me, this is kind of the first significant worldwide struggle I've really had to face. I was mentioning in a homily this morning, my grandparents, they had to face the Great Depression and raising children during that difficult time. As bad as things were in this country, they weren't Great Depression bad. I talked about people during the Second World War who were in high school, whose graduation was sometimes moved up or didn't happen at all because they were called to go and defend our country. This is the first time in my life where I've been called, I think, to make with everybody else some profound sacrifices for safety and to surrender some things that I didn't realize were quite so important to me. Shaking hands. Not worrying or seeing someone else when I'm in the store as a potential threat. And so forth. But I think the reason God is allowing this pandemic is because of the question that Jesus asks the disciples. Who am I? It is the question that was put before the leaders in the time of Isaiah. It's the question that Jesus puts forth to his apostles. It's the question that Jesus puts forth to us today. Do we trust in Jesus or not? Can we, in the midst of our uncertainty, do some things that show we understand the power and the dignity that God gives all human beings? Can we consider, perhaps firstly, not what's in it for me, but what's in it for us? Can we trust Jesus enough that even in the midst of a global pandemic, in the midst of strife and protesting and economic hardship, and I don't even want to imagine what the election cycle is going to be like, I don't look forward to that at all. If there's anybody who could put me away on a Caribbean island for a few months until this is all over, I wouldn't mind. But I see this as an opportunity to try to ask God to help me to trust in His presence more fully, more completely. To be able to say to Jesus when He asks me, "You are the Christ. I trust in You. Even when I don't fully understand everything, give me greater faith and trust in You so that I can become more like You and have a relationship with You that lasts forever."